In the quiet town of Bolton Landing, a young girl named Anne Marie Callahan wore her Tom and Jerry shirt for a month straight without her mother noticing. This seemingly insignificant detail reveals the profound neglect that would shape her life's trajectory. Kate Fagan's The Three Lives of Kate Kay explores how we create and recreate ourselves, sometimes at terrible cost to those we love most. The story follows one woman through three distinct identities, Anne Marie, Annie, and finally Cass/Kate Kay, as she grapples with a fundamental question: can we ever truly escape our past, or does it inevitably catch up to us? Imagine discovering that the person you've loved for years isn't who they claim to be. Or worse, imagine being that person, carrying the weight of deception while desperately seeking connection. This is the emotional terrain of a narrative that spans decades, weaving together friendship, betrayal, and the possibility of redemption in ways that feel achingly familiar, yet utterly unique. Annie's transformation begins at 9 when she meets Amanda at theater camp. This friendship becomes her identity foundation, with Amanda calling her Annie instead of her mother's Anne Marie. While Anne Marie's home features neglect, Amanda provides the attention she craves. Their relationship thrives on small moments, like when Amanda buys Annie a The Strand NYC tote, understanding her embarrassment without explanation. Their bond has an uneven power dynamic. Amanda is 73 days older, always hitting milestones first and reporting back. It includes unspoken romantic feelings. During a moonlit drive, Annie plays a carefully crafted mixtape expressing her emotions. Years later, at junior prom, Annie confesses, "I really, really love you," only to be gently rejected. The pivotal moment occurs in 2000, when Amanda falls from a zip line, suffering catastrophic injury, leaving her conscious but paralyzed, able only to blink and shed tears. Their relationship becomes her defining moral failure. After calling 911, she panics and abandons Amanda, who survives with incomplete quadriplegia. Annie, now Cassandra Ford, flees until meeting Sidney Collins, who plants the lie that Amanda died. In New York with Sidney, Cass begins writing The Very Last, a novel about two friends separated by disaster. She makes the fictional disaster catastrophic, so no one could be blamed for their separation, revealing her need for self-absolution through storytelling. Writing becomes both escape and processing. She clicks pens compulsively until springs fly out and infuses Amanda into her book, needing somewhere to put all the little details I loved about her. The novel features two reporters broadcasting after a nuclear blast, clearly paralleling her experiences with Amanda. Cass's manuscript reaches literary agent Melody Huber, who takes the final slush pile as her going-away present after being fired. She's immediately hooked by the first sentence: with time, Samantha Park would become a legend. The Very Last transforms Cass's finances overnight. Sydney's firm handles everything under her new legal name, creating Kat Kay's entire world. Contracts, accounts, NDAs, all untraceable to Cass, establishing complete control over both the literary creation and Cass herself. The narrative shifts when Hollywood actor Ryan Channing, cast in The Very Last film adaptation, becomes convinced author Kate Kay must be queer. After Ryan sends a personal letter, Cass ends up staying at her Los Angeles home. Their connection is immediate. Ryan sees Cass as effortlessly cool in her suede Pumas, leather jacket, and messy bun, while Cass notices Ryan's slightly asymmetrical features and lack of vanity. What begins as professional consultation evolves into a deep bond as they spend days ordering in, lounging by the pool reading, and talking late into the night. For both women, the relationship offers healing. Cass glimpses love without past complications, while Ryan finds authenticity amid Hollywood's pretense. Their physical relationship begins when Ryan appears at Cass's door. "She lifted the blanket for me, and I lay down facing her." Cass later reflects that nothing compares to this first night with Ryan. Throughout the narrative, secrets create profound consequences. Sydney's lie to Cass about Amanda's death shapes her entire life for over a decade. When she discovers the truth in 2013, Cass is devastated. I kept replaying the scene with Sydney telling me Amanda was dead. I searched for the lie I should have spotted, in her eyes, her words, but couldn't find it. Amanda lives with her own painful truths, knowing Annie abandoned her, yet still loving her. When she discovers the very last and realizes Annie published her private moments, she's shattered. Reading wasn't just reading, it was remembering. Yet, even in anger, she writes to Kate K, maintaining connection despite betrayal. Ryan's public persona represents another deception. As a closeted actress, she fake dates co-star Johnny, costing her relationship with Sarah. Years later, Ryan comes out, subtly referencing her love for Cass. The narrative suggests secrets, while sometimes necessary for survival, ultimately prevent authentic connection. Healing begins only when characters reveal their truths, culminating when Jake Fisher contacts Cass, prompting Sydney to connect Cass to Amanda's letters. The novel's emotional climax arrives when Annie returns to Bolton Landing to find Amanda. Driving there, she experiences a complex emotion no English word could capture. When she locates Amanda teaching theater, the energy between us is electric. Their reunion is understated, yet profound. After Amanda's class, she simply asks about the pie Annie brought. So, we gonna eat that or what? Perfectly capturing their ability to reconnect. Amanda later admits, I hadn't had a slice of key lime pie since Annie left. It was even better than I remembered. The reconciliation extends beyond them. Ryan, now knowing the truth, travels to Bolton Landing to find Cass. The novel concludes with all three women collaborating on Broadway's The Very Last, Ryan directing, Amanda playing Samantha, and Annie pursuing new writing projects. We are all authors of our own lives, creating narratives to understand our identities. The Three Lives of Kate K suggests authenticity isn't about remaining unchanged. It's about changing for growth rather than escape, integration rather than fragmentation. Annie's journey completes when she unites all parts of herself with those who truly know her. At her Strand book event, meaningful given Amanda's tote bag gift, Annie sees Ryan arrive with Amanda. When asked why she named her book The Very Last, she explains it was the publisher's choice. Asked about her original title, she looks at The Women Who Were My World and decides, actually, I think I'm going to keep that one for myself. The novel argues we cannot erase mistakes, but we can acknowledge them, seek forgiveness, and create new narratives honoring our experiences. Our authentic self emerges not from escape, but from integrating all our experiences, even painful ones, into a whole capable of giving and receiving love.